Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. The Executive Director of Iowa Veterans in Agriculture, Beth Graybaugh, joins us here this morning. And we're going to talk a little bit about her organization and, in addition, a partnership that she's got working right now with Iowa State University Extension to provide some opportunities for veterans and careers here in the agriculture industry in Iowa. Beth, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, you bet. Give us a little background. Talk a little bit about Veterans in Agriculture here in Iowa, Iowa Veterans for Agriculture, and tell us a little bit about what the how it started, what's all about.
Okay, great. Yeah, so we're a relatively new organization. We started not quite 10 years ago, and it began kind of as a need. We had Secretary then, of course, he's Secretary of Agriculture again, but when Bill Sack was Secretary of Ag the first time, he was at Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids, and a veteran expressed his difficulty in getting a job in agriculture, and that really propelled one of our now board members into talking with different leaders in agriculture and kind of propelled the state to get people together to form the organization. So we are based in Urbandale and actually at Iowa State University's Beginning Farmers Center. They have graciously given us some space. And our primary function is to help veterans thrive in agriculture. So I get a lot of calls from, of course, within Iowa and the Midwest from veterans. And then also really even nationwide. And while some veterans are still deployed, sometimes they can tell me where they're at, sometimes they can't. So that is always really interesting. One statistic I like to give people is that 46% of our military is from rural America, where only 15% of the overall U.S. population is from that same geographic area. So that just becomes obvious why we need an organization like Veterans in Agriculture. Our military's got vast knowledge of the industry, and so we're trying to work to connect them back to it.
Well, and veterans come with a kind of a unique skill set, too, because they experience so many things. I mean, just to pick something out of the air, like, for example, distribution. You know, who knows better about moving things from place to place than folks who've been in the military?
Yeah, exactly. Logistics, distribution, they have to think on their feet. You know, sometimes, depending on where they're at, they don't have all the resources they need, and so they really have to make do with what they've got and just figure it out. So they're really a perfect fit for agriculture.
Yeah, very good. Good problem solvers. Talk about the outreach for the program. Do you have to reach out to veterans to get them involved, or do they reach out to you, or a little of both?
Well, it is primarily them contacting us. So we're a relatively small staff. Okay, I'm the only staff. And so we don't have a lot of, you know, so we don't do a lot of promotion. But they find us and they contact us either by phone or by email. We work with between 80 and 100 new veterans a year. So, yeah, so they find us. They're very good veterans, and our military family is very good at sharing information. So as soon as one person finds a resource, they share it amongst each other. So I will sometimes get pockets of, all of a sudden I will get a lot of emails from one particular base. And so I know somebody has shared my information, you know, within themselves in that area. So
very good. Well, coming up yet later this month, I know you've got some opportunities here to partner up with Iowa State University Extension and some others too, and a program that's right up your alley. It's doing the things that a lot of what you do and helping to connect. This has got to be an important partnership for you.
Yeah, so this is a great opportunity. So what happened is we actually, last September, received an Ag Vets grant. It's a 3-year grant. We were just thrilled to receive it and had listed a lot of different partners on the grant. And so we're partnering with Iowa State University, of course, and then we have, you know, Iowa Microloan, Ag Ventures Alliance. We're working with a couple of the different organizations or departments at Iowa State, both the Beginning Farmer Center and then also the local foods department on campus.
Okay, very good. Talk about this opportunity. What will folks who register for this find?
Okay, so we've got 3 meetings that are coming up, and it's one of segment within the Ag Vets grant is for registered apprenticeships, which is a relatively new concept for farming and agriculture. So we are going to start to kind of introduce registered apprenticeships to 3 different audiences. And one is to the community colleges. One session is for potential farms that may be interested in having an apprentice at their location. And then the 3rd session is for those that are interested in getting on the apprenticeship side of the table. So just kind of try to provide some basic information on how registered apprenticeships are going to work in agriculture.
Very good. So you're really going at it from all the different ways.
Yeah, exactly. Because this is new. You know, people are very familiar with registered apprenticeships and how it works with our electricians and plumbers, but this is new for agriculture. So one thing with registered apprenticeships, you know, we hear the word apprenticeship used a lot, but a registered apprenticeship is one that has been approved by the U.S. Department of Labor. And it has 2 different components. So it has on-the-job training, and then it also has required technical instruction. So it's got classrooms, style, or other type of online learning that are provided by community colleges. We really wanted to make sure that people got information about businesses, because, you know, farming is a business. Some of these, you know, I talked a lot about the registered apprenticeships being on a farm, but we're also including language for these registered apprenticeships to be in some ag businesses and for them to be able to use this program as an opportunity to provide training to employees that may want to move up within a company.
Sure. Very good. And you just hit right where I was going to go next, was all about the fact that, you know, agriculture in Iowa is so multifaceted. It's just crazy because it's not just working with the dirt or working with animals. It's also working in the communications. It's working in technology and all kinds of different areas.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. As we were, you know, we had not considered initially the ag business side for these, what we're calling these farm apprenticeships, until we were approached by a couple companies, small companies, and asked if we could somehow tweak the language set to include them. And so we worked with the state director for Iowa's U.S. Department of Labor, and she was on board with it. And so we're in the process of tweaking the language some. This has been a very long, drawn-out process, but we're getting really close to the finish line and being able to put some apprentices on the farm and in ag businesses.
You bet. Well, I know these programs are coming up here very soon, yet this month. How would folks go about finding out more or registering?
Yeah, so they can just send me an email, and I will provide them the links. You can email me at Beth@veteransinagriculture.org.
Okay, easy enough. And I know Iowa State University has that information out there on their websites as well. Each of the county websites will most likely have some of that information there for you to check out. So if that is something that you think you or someone you know can take advantage of, certainly use the opportunity. Is there any cost then? You mentioned a grant, so is there any cost for folks who want to participate?
No, the cost to attend these sessions is free. So we encourage those that are able to join us. And we also hope to have these recorded and posted on our Veterans in Agriculture site. So for those that couldn't make it that day, that they'll be able to obtain the information at a later time.
All right. Very good. A lot of good information there. A lot of opportunities there for folks to take advantage of. I certainly hope some folks here in Southwest Iowa do. Beth, thank you so much for the time. With us this morning, Beth Grabon. We've been talking a little bit about how Iowa veterans can take advantage of some of the opportunities in agriculture. Beth, thank you so much for the time. Continued success with the program.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having us.